266 DR Waukesha. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. A Texas business owner says goodbye to Tropical Storm Alberto and the water it has left behind.
Looking forward to getting dried up and having another good weekend here in Galveston.
CBS's Dave Malkoff says there could be more to come.
One in the South Caribbean that is about 20% that it could form into some kind of system in the next 48 hours. We've got another one off the coast of Central Florida that is now 40% that could develop into a system in the next 24 hours.
Trying to beat the heat in the Northeast, Philadelphia declared a heat health emergency today, and CBS's Matt Piper hit the beach.
I'm Matt Piper along the Jersey Shore. The parkway typically in the summers here is very, very busy with traffic. Even in the late morning hours, it was the same thing with a lot of people leaving the New York City area to try and get to the beach because of the high temperatures here on this first day of summer.
60 Minutes obtains video of what appears to be Al-Qaeda operatives filming outside the U.S. Capitol well before the 9/11 attacks. The man behind the camera was Omar al-Bayoumi, who the FBI says was an operative of the Saudi intelligence service with close ties to two of the 9/11 hijackers. Cecilia Vega reports.
Federal investigators believe the hijackers on Flight 93, which crashed near Shanksville, Pennsylvania, had the U.S. Capitol as their likely target. The lawyers for the 9/11 families and former intelligence analysts we spoke to believe portions of the video show Bayoumi surveilling the Capitol as part of that plan. And in the video, he references a, quote, plan.
The Supreme Court upholds a Trump-era tax law. It revolved around a Washington couple's challenge of a tax on Americans who hold shares in certain foreign corporations. A ruling in favor of the couple could have cost the government billions of dollars in tax revenue. CBS's Jan Crawford points out.
What's notable about this case is what the court did not do. This was a case that presented the court with an opportunity to basically upend large portions of the U.S. tax code if they had sided with this couple in the way that business groups were really pushing.
Donald Sutherland has died. The star of MASH, Clute, and Hunger Games spoke to CBS in 1981 about a near-death experience he had while in a coma with spinal meningitis.
I think that dying is inevitable, but I would like it to wait as long as it can because I truly love living. I love just looking. I love smelling.
Donald Sutherland was 88. South Korea's military says it fired warning shots yesterday to repel North Korean soldiers who temporarily crossed the rival's land border for the third time this month. This is CBS News.
And now, a list of things from Progressive Insurance. Home, auto, boat, motorcycle, RV, ATV. Progressive protects them all. Learn more about bundling at progressive.com.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The State Law Library will be renamed for Lavinia Goodell, the first woman lawyer in Wisconsin. Goodell moved to Wisconsin in 1871 and drafted a bill to guarantee women the ability to practice law in Wisconsin, which became law in 1877. The law library was named for former conservative Justice David Prosser. Turning waste from factory farms into fuel may not be the green energy boon its supporters say it is. Chris Hunt is a researcher for the Socially Responsible Agriculture Project. He says biogas doesn't solve the problem.
If we put money toward biogas, we're essentially helping to subsidize and further entrench industrial livestock production.
Biogas supporters say anaerobic digesters can be responsibly regulated. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
And then there were two. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers training camp doesn't begin for another 4 weeks, but the team has already released one of their kickers, Jack Polensny out of Georgia. That leaves former Vikings kicker Greg Joseph and Anders Carlson, who replaced Mason Crosby.
Yeah, and I mean, it is business like usual. I mean, when I got here, there was another kicker here. I know a lot of people forget that, but the mindset doesn't change. Whether there's zero guys or 10 guys here, I think kicking's unique because you can focus on yourself. You don't have to pass it to anyone else. It's you and the the field goal posts. It's really about focusing on yourself, and that's the mindset right now.
Baseball, the Brewers take on the Padres tonight in San Diego. Last night, the crew beat the A's in Anaheim, 2-0. This time, Freddy Peralta looked sharp, striking out 8 over 6 scoreless innings.
Everything was a little clearer for me because that you just said, mindset, I work on that in the last 4 or 5 days, do whatever I need to do.
That's the Brewers ace, Freddy Peralta. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds in the overnight and just a few showers and even a rumble of thunder. Lower 60s by daybreak and light north winds. On Friday, we'll see showers and storms, especially in the late day. Mostly sunny to partly cloudy and highs in the middle 70s. It's 60 at our studios.
Pat Kreitlow.
Friday morning, we'll ask Jim Santel to sum up the latest rulings from the Supreme Court before they end their current term. Plus, Mark Jacob and Dan Schumacher.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for Matt Nair on Air.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, happy summer solstice. Around 1 o'clock this afternoon, Pacific time, 4 o'clock Eastern time. We hit the middle of the summer. We hit the middle of the year, right? I mean, it's just the sun-wise. It's also the longest day of the year, so... And boy, have we been noticing that out here. The farther north you are, the earlier the sun comes up, and the later it stays up. We were up in Alaska once with Shannon Moore and some other fine folks up there, and stayed and sat in her backyard around a fire, you know, an open fire, up until, I don't know, 3 o'clock in the morning. I didn't realize, you know, because the sun was still out. It was incredible. Anyway, a lot to talk about today. Does Project 2025 secret plan include moving beyond Trump's shadow? We'll talk about that in a moment. Also, and what is Project 2025's agenda? Also, Louisiana just obliterated the separation of church and state. What's the Supreme Court going to do about that? And a crazy alert, Donald Trump's voters' new slogan, I'm voting for the felon, or Diaper Don. Yeah. At the top of the second hour, Phil Itner is going to drop by with an update from Ukraine, live from Kyiv, Ukraine. And also, the Supreme Court has already helped Trump win his immunity case, at least win a delay until after the election. This is just wrong. In the third hour of our program, my friend and colleague Dean Obidala is going to drop by about religious fascism on the rise in the United States. Also, the climate crisis is also an insurance crisis. And just one quick personal story. As you know, I got COVID a week and a half ago, or 2 weeks ago, I guess, almost. 2 weeks ago today, I guess it was. This afternoon, I flew to New York City to debate a conservative at the Talkers Convention, and picked up COVID and came back home and gave it to Louise and Sean. And we're all feeling great now. But we're still all, at least I can't speak for anybody else, but, you know, I tested positive this morning. But the line was so faint, I think I'm going to be completely negative. But what was interesting was yesterday, Louise and I had our annual eye exams scheduled. I mean, they've been scheduled for months, you know, and because we wear glasses, and so you just do that. And we called up and said, we have COVID. I mean, we both tested positive that day. Yesterday, and you know, we don't have any symptoms. We've been, you know, I was coughing for Monday and Tuesday, you know, we've really been two or three days symptom free. I mean, we just told them the truth, which I would always encourage you to do, particularly when you're talking to your doctor's office, and they were like, just wear a mask when you come in, no problem. And so we went in and we got our eye exams and, you know, all the little rigmarole that they do. Neither of our eye doctors, we have two different eye doctors at this clinic, neither of them even wore a mask in our presence. And the first thing we did when we got there was, you know, when they brought us into the exam room, said, you know, I have COVID, or at least I had COVID, and, you know, I'm just 2 or 3 days post-symptomatic. You know, if you have any concerns, I'm glad to come back in a week. And my doctor was like, yeah, no big deal. So, I really think that I've been pretty much terrified by this disease. I don't think a lot of other people are anymore. This is what I'm getting. I mean, and as you know, two of my kids are medical professionals. One works in a hospital, the other in a clinic, and they see this all the time. And it's just, you know, people dying of COVID is something that is only happening rarely, and now it's only happening pretty much. They're the same people who would die from the flu. You know, they're the people who are really sick and infirm and or have compromised immune systems. Which is not to say, you know, run out and get COVID. I'm going to continue to wear a mask on airplanes just because I don't want to get the flu. I mean, it's like, you know, and wash my hands a lot. But what a learning experience. Anyhow, does Project 2025's secret plan include moving beyond Trump's shadow? This is an op-ed that I published today over at HartmanReport.com. And I make two major points in it. The first is that Donald Trump is right now doing The Apprentice. This is what he was trained to do. He had 14 seasons, over 300 episodes. And in each one of those episodes, it wasn't Trump who decided would be the winner. You know, it never was Trump. It was always the producers and the writers. And they would determine, you know, who has the best Q factor on television, who's going to draw the most eyeballs, who's the most sympathetic, or in some cases, the anti-hero, the least sympathetic character. You'll recall Amber Rosa played that role on more than one program. And then they would tell Donald Trump, okay, this is the person that you're going to pick as the winner of today's, Celebrity Apprentice thing. So I'm suggesting that the same thing is happening in the vice presidential race, that Donald Trump isn't going to pick the vice presidential candidate, that he's doing The Apprentice right now. He's you know, come on out and audition and, you know, kiss my butt and all that kind of stuff. And he's loving it, of course, just like he did when he was on television. He's just that's the one thing he knows how to do well. Right, is how to pretend to be a successful businessman on television. And of course, it's because NBC spent millions of dollars training him. I mean, he got really good at it after 14 years. So, point one, the billionaire oligarchs who own the GOP, they're going to decide who's going to be the vice president because they know that Donald Trump is elderly, obese, and losing it. And so, you know, they're going to put somebody in who is basically completely lacking in scruples or morality. Somebody who is smart, who has a good education, you know, like an Ivy League college, and somebody who's quite wealthy, somebody who's very disciplined, and somebody who already has received the backing of at least one and ideally multiple billionaires. And who fits that description best? J.D. Vance. I'm betting just about anything J.D. Vance is going to be the vice presidential nominee. I mean, we'll see. But he's doing everything he can to tell the billionaires that he'll do what they want. Which raises the second question, which is, what is it that the billionaires want? Right? What is it that they want out of their presidential candidate? And this is where we get to the Project 2025 agenda. Project 2025 is the list of things that basically Donald Trump, if he becomes president, or in all probability, they'll cut a deal with him. They'll basically say to him, you get to play president, but we're going to call the shots. And your vice president is actually going to do the hard work of governing. He'll do it in the background. You can still be the star. But, keep your mouth shut, generally speaking. If Trump starts to wander from that, or if he starts getting really weird, then they're going to pull the cabinet together and kick him out with the 25th Amendment. This, you know, they discussed that several times in 2019 and 2020. And I think this time they would do it. So what are the goals of Project 2025? Well, I put together a whole list of the kind of top line goals. There's literally hundreds of them, so it's kind of, you know, hard to quantify them all. But these are the ones that I think are the most important. They want to replace the entire federal bureaucracy. And, you know, right now you've got around 50,000, or no, I guess it's around 2 million U.S. workers, but about 50,000 of them are at the very top levels of the federal bureaucracy. And they all have civil service protection. Now, the reason for that was back in 1883, or back in 1881, I guess it was, there was a president of the United States, and forgive me, I'm forgetting which one it was, probably because he had a short-lived presidency. A fellow came into his office and gave and wrote a speech for him and expected to get hired as a speechwriter, because that was the spoils system back then. You did things for the president, and the president in turn gave you a job in his administration. And apologies for the noise. We live on the Columbia River here, and it's the glide path for the airport, and they're flying F-16s. So anyhow, that, you know, it was the old spoil system, and the spoil system was just insanely corrupt. And when this guy didn't get the job, he came back and shot and killed the president. And that led to, in 1883, the Pendleton Civil Service Reform Act, which said that now the president doesn't just give people jobs. So you can't, you know, shoot him if you don't get the job you want anymore. Instead, there's now this permanent federal bureaucracy, and these people have job security, so they last from administration to administration. Well, Project 2025, number one, they want to get rid of that and return to that insanely corrupt spoil system that I was telling you about. Number two, they want to eliminate the job protections for those people. Number three, they want to dismantle the Department of Education, and this is part of their plan to destroy our public school system nationwide and replace it with private, segregated, racially segregated, often religious academies for the white upper middle class. And lower class kids economically and kids of color, we're going to change the child labor laws so that you can just go to work when you're 13 years old. They want to slash funding for the Department of Justice and dismantle the FBI. They will probably be replaced by a new police agency that is directly reporting to and thus loyal to the president himself, as Ron DeSantis has done in Florida and Greg Abbott has done in Texas, with these Schutzstaffel, SS-style police departments that they've created. They want to abolish the Federal Reserve. And this would take us back pre-1913, where the economy of the United States, and right down to the value of the dollar, was largely determined by the wealthiest men in America, not by the federal government. They want to criminalize, they want to bring back the Comstock Act, or start enforcing it again, criminalizing pornography, abortion, mifepristone, and most forms of birth control, putting women under the direct control of the state. They want to remove all legal protections against discrimination based on sexual orientation and gender identity, returning us to the days when queer people were routinely discriminated against, harassed, and even murdered. They want to terminate all diversity, equity, and inclusion programs to lock into place the current white wealth and political power hierarchy. They want to cut funding for renewable energy research and drill baby drill so that the billionaires, the fossil fuel billionaires who own the GOP, can make more billions. They want to put work requirements on SNAP. They want to extend Trump's tax cuts, which will cost us another $4 trillion. They want to require a three-fifths supermajority in Congress to raise taxes, so it'll be impossible to ever, for billionaires to ever pay anything more than the 3.4% income tax that they currently pay. And it goes on from there. I mean, you can read the whole list over at HartmanReport.com. It's pretty shocking. But that's what they're up to. And Trump is their stooge.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
So who do you think he or they are going to pick for vice president? This is going to be an interesting one. I'll be right back about Louisiana and obliterating the separation of church and state.
Let's face it, life can be stressful. It can be overwhelming. Stress can make a mess of your digestion and immune system, too. But here's the thing, you can handle it. Introducing Just Calm, the breakthrough new stress-busting formula from Just Thrive. Say goodbye to frazzled nerves and hello to a steady, chill, more relaxed you. Just Calm's exclusive mood-lifting blend is clinically proven to help you relax and breathe a little easier in as little as 4 weeks. Louise and I enjoy Just Calm because it supports better sleep so we can wake up feeling refreshed and revitalized. All this with a money-back guarantee. What do you have to lose? For a limited time, you can save 20% off a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive Probiotic and Just Calm at justthrive.com with the promo code TOM. That's like getting a month for free. To learn more about this groundbreaking company, don't miss our special podcast about Just Thrive. Take control today with Just Thrive.
The big winners are in for the Scotty Summer Contest.
Exciting. Let's listen to the calls.
Hi, who's this?
This is Tori.
You're one of our grand prize winners.
All right, man. Great to hear this morning.
We got some good news for you.
Okay.
You are one of our grand prize winners.
Really?
Yes.
Awesome.
Winning is fun. Just ask Tammy from Baraboo and Tori from Kewaunee.
Thank you. That's great.
Listen for future chances to text and win on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn Show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the Max Inc. radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103.
Yes.
Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%. It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
Don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com and remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
What is the worst movie franchise? Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's like testosterone and overload and whatever the, you know.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram.
This relationship that I'm having with my phone, it's a one-way trip to hell. Al from Milwaukee.
What's her name?
Who?
This person you have this relationship with.
My phone. Man, my wife is listening. What are you talking about, man?
I teach healthy relationships, so you can enroll in my class. It starts at 10 o'clock.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to it.
Do you know Cesar Millan? He was the original host of the Emmy-nominated TV series The Dog Whisperer and is the star of the newest hit show Better Human, Better Dog. He's a legendary dog behaviorist with multiple hit TV shows where he basically transforms troubled dogs into calm, carefree pups. And if there's one thing this man knows, it's how to care for dogs the right way. That's why I was so excited to find out which food he feeds his dogs. It's Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty Pets. Knowing Cesar Millan relies on this freeze-dried raw food to help keep his own pack healthy makes me feel even more excited about giving it to my own dogs, Blue and Chewy. Because since I started feeding Nature's Blend to them, they just seem younger and happier. You can see the spring in their step. I also like how it's not messy. It's easy to prepare. There's no messy pouches to squeeze. Save up to 54% off on Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught cod skin treats that dogs just love. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. And welcome back. So Louisiana, the governor of Louisiana just signed legislation yesterday or the day before, I believe it was yesterday, that requires every classroom in Louisiana to have a piece of paper that is in large enough type that every student can read it from their desk, that starts out, "I am the Lord thy God, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto themselves any graven images. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord in vain. Thou shalt remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy." What does this have to do with American law? There are only two things in the Ten Commandments that are at law in the United States. Don't kill, don't steal. That's it. That's it. You can even covet your neighbor's wife. I mean, you know, look at this. Donald Trump has done it his whole entire life. It's not illegal any longer in the United States. So it's not like here's the 10 rules for you know, being a good citizen. These are the 10 rules for being a good, well, originally a good Jew, and then, you know, now today a good Christian, and I believe a good Muslim. I'm not sure, but I believe so. Well, we'll find out when we talk to Dean Obidala today. And back in 1971, in Lemon versus Kurtzman, the Supreme Court said it was unconstitutional for the government to pay teachers in private religious schools, in that they were just, you know, parroting James Madison's 1811 veto. The court also applied what it called the Lemon test. Government action has to have a, quote, secular legislative purpose. In other words, government can't do things for religion. And but here, Jeff Landry, the Republican governor down in Mississippi, or Louisiana, rather, he says, if you want to respect the law, you got to start from the original lawgiver, which was Moses. Well, you know, Moses it was not one of the founding fathers. And Landry says he can't, you know, he wants to be sued. He wants this case to go to the Supreme Court. See, the Kentucky case in 1980, that was a 5-4 decision that schools can't post the Ten Commandments, and you can't have public prayer. But the Supreme Court overturned that in 2022 to a large extent in that case of the coach who had his team praying on the 50-yard line, remember? And the Supreme Court said, well, it's not coercive, so he can do it, which was nonsense, as the coach's students would tell you. So what we've got now is, you know, a bunch of people on the politicians on the Supreme Court who are hell-bent on imposing their Catholicism, actually. I mean, they're all Catholics, on all the rest of us. And I just find it terrible. I'll be right back with a crazy alert for you.
Tom Hartman program. Call 202-808-9925.
And then, of course, I'll be picking up your calls, so stay with us.
Everything is expensive right now. Gas, food, you name it. You're spending more, you're making the same or less money. So, what do? You rack up credit card debt. That's what you do. It's not your fault. It's the economy. And guess what? If you rack up too much credit card debt like some of us, you can't pay your bills. Then the credit card companies, as nice as they are, start hounding you for money. Then you start your downward spiral. A smart thing for you to do is to call the Zero Debt. They can help you consolidate all your credit card bills into one affordable payment. Millions of people have done it. It works to make you debt-free. Make this free call right now. It costs you nothing to learn more.
800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. That's 800-298-9093.
Do you know Cesar Millan? He was the original host of the Emmy-nominated TV series The Dog Whisperer and is the star of the newest hit show, Better Human, Better Dog. He's a legendary dog behaviorist with multiple hit TV shows where he basically transforms troubled dogs into calm, carefree pups. And if there's one thing this man knows, it's how to care for dogs the right way. That's why I was so excited to find out which food he feeds his dogs. It's Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty party pets. Knowing Caesar Milan relies on this freeze-dried raw food to help keep his own pack healthy makes me feel even more excited about giving it to my own dogs, Blue and Chewy. Because since I started feeding Nature's Blend to them, they just seem so much younger and happier. I also like how it's not messy and easy to prepare with no messy pouches to squeeze. Save up to 54% off of Nature's Blend and receive a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught cod skin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. That's text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
This is the Shaw, W-A-U-K.
CBS News Brief. Parts of coastal Texas are underwater from what was Tropical Storm Alberto. CBS's Dave Malkoff is in Corpus Christi.
Now it has dissipated, but we can still feel the wind left over from those bands.
There's no immediate relief in sight for much of the country from the unrelenting heat wave in Vermont. Michael Healy is seeing an increase in calls to repair broken air conditioners.
The newer style AC, the 1, 2, 3, 4, is less effective than the old style 134A used to be.
Tributes are pouring in, remembering actor Donald Sutherland, star of such films as MASH and The Hunger Games, who died at age 88. Sutherland was asked how he got into acting.
It defies logic. Who knows? I don't know. When I was 16 years old, I'd never seen a play. I said to my dad that I wanted to be an actor.
Donald Sutherland's career spanned more than 50 years. CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Former UW lacrosse chancellor Joe Gow says making online porn is no reason for him to lose his tenured faculty post.
Yes, my wife Carmen Wilson and I created a series of sexually explicit videos and books. We did so on our own time, using our own money.
A disciplinary hearing for Gow wrapped up Thursday morning. Interim Chancellor Betsy Morgan says she's lost trust in him. Even with high prices, Wisconsin is reporting a record number of home sales so far this fiscal year. The Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority reports 2,700 single-family home sales so far this fiscal year. That's more than twice as many in all of fiscal 2023. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Here's a feel-good story. A family of fourth-degree black belts stopped a sexual assault outside Houston, Texas. The attack took place Tuesday as the family was closing up their dojo for the day and heard screams. They rushed next door and found a man assaulting a woman. The attack was over immediately. The attacker was only a yellow belt. The family subdued the man until police arrived. Nice story. Revenge is a dish best served from the stage if you're Taylor Swift. Scooter Braun, the man responsible for selling Swift's master recordings to a private equity group, got a special send-up from Swift during a recent concert. Entertainment Weekly reports that the 14-time Grammy winner performed a medley of I Forgot You Existed and This Is Why We Can't Have Nice Things, two songs written to diss Braun during a recent concert. The entire audience was in on the joke and, along with Swift, literally had the last laugh. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds in the overnight and just a few showers and even a rumble of thunder. Lower 60s by daybreak and light north winds. On Friday, we'll see showers and storms, especially in the late day. Mostly sunny to partly cloudy and highs in the middle 70s. It's 60 at our studios.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
What is the worst movie franchise? Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's like testosterone and overload and whatever, testosterone.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I'm a pretty great multitasker. I can wash dishes and do laundry.
I can roller skate while walking my dog.
I can even order lunch while doing my homework. but I can't use my phone while driving. A distracted driver is one of the leading causes of death in the United States. So when it comes to driving, please, don't be a multitasker.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Crude and Dom. Tune in to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. A Friday edition will air the grievances and get a legal update. Devil's Friday.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
It's writing about this over at crooksandliars.com. They now have T-shirts and bumper stickers that say, I'm voting for a felon, and real men wear diapers. it's pretty incredible. He's got 34 felony convictions, and of course the whole diapers thing. I mean, this is pretty amazing. It started when Donald Trump's former lawyer Michael Cohen nicknamed him Von Schizenpants, and then Trump's lawyer asked that tweet be read in court, so it became part of the official record, and that led to discussions about Trump. That led to this Lincoln Project ad where they say, has this ever happened to you? You're sitting in court again under pressure and stress, and then a warm feeling comes over you, uncomfortably warm. Uh-oh, it's pressure all right. Down there, that's when you need Trump diapers, the elite adult incontinence products for owning libs on the go while you go. It goes on to say, diapers are the perfect accessory to spend hours in a freezing courtroom when the judge won't let you use the restroom every time they scare the crap out of you. Yeah. All right. So what's on your mind? Let's pick up your calls here. George in Cripple Creek, Virginia. Hey, George, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Glad to hear that you and Louise are recovering from COVID. I'd like to talk about the F-16s coming to Ukraine. Belgium, Denmark, and Holland are supplying 80 of them, right? And Denmark and Holland have agreed to let Ukraine hit targets in Russia, but Belgium hasn't. They're supposed to arrive sometime this summer, but the delivery date always seems to slip. And Sweden reportedly is going to supply Ukraine with Saab Gripen jet fighters. And, the Gripens are interesting because they're rugged. They can operate from non-traditional airfields like grass fields and highways, and they don't need the sophisticated technical support required by F-16. So I think they'd be a great addition to Ukraine's Air Force. So maybe Mr. Ibner can give us an update on that.
I will definitely ask him. Are those stole aircraft, short takeoff and landing? I'd never heard of a jet that could, or is it just that they can use grass?
Yeah, they've got rugged landing gear and all that, so they're not, vertical takeoff like Harriers, but they're designed to operate from non-traditional airfields.
Huh. Interesting. Yeah, I will ask him. I will ask him. Thank you, George, for that. And nice to hear from you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yep, thank you. Diane in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Hey, Diane, what's on your mind today?
Yes. What's on my mind is there was an article in the Washington Post, and it's under the heading, the biggest 2024 Supreme Court ruling so far and what's still to come. And one of their decisions, as we all are saddened to hear, is the bump stocks. And they have a sub-article in it, and it's the effects of the AR-15 and the 9mm, when used, the damage the bullets do to the human body, adults and children. And it was very sad. Some die before help can come. Others who survive the shooting, are forever maimed and maybe disabled and have a lifetime of misery of one sort or the other. I don't for the life of me understand, maybe you can help me understand this, why they don't show photos. I've been in a shooting. I was in a school shooting. I saw what it's like, and there's no way people can appreciate what is happening to people when these AR-15s or any gun now can be turned. Is it certain guns or any gun can be turned into a machine gun? I mean, whatever ones, they'll figure out which ones to get. And how they can turn.
Some of the kids, apparently, in some of these shootings, like the one in Uvalde, the kids were, they literally had their heads exploded from these kinds of weapons. You know, they had to identify them through DNA.
But there's no way for anyone to appreciate how ugly and horrible this is unless they can see the photos. There are enough adults there. They don't want to show children. I get it. But there are enough adults that say, no more. It starts with me. They're going to see what happened to my, you know, family member or whatever. We have to see it because there's no way to appreciate the horror of it.
I completely agree with you. I've written several articles about this. I've been promoting that idea for years now. You'll recall the Parkland kids, the high school kids down in Parkland, Florida, where they had a mass shooting. David Hogg and his groups, they put together a hashtag, you know, show the pictures or show my picture, as a sticker that they were putting on their driver's license to explicitly give permission if they are killed in a school shooting for the picture of their maimed bodies to be used. But, you know, none of them have been shot. I would like to see it as a nationwide movement. Diane, I agree with you.
There's no way to fully.
I completely agree. Diane, thank you very much. Babs in Bellevue, Washington. Hey, Babs, what's up?
Hey, Tom, let me first say to you, it is such an honor to always talk to you. And my heart is pounding, so I hope my voice is coming across. I have an idea about who the Orange Menace is going to pick for VP. It makes total sense to me, and I'm wondering if what you think. Nikki Haley, because she's such a turncoat, she's a woman. She lies just like him, and she's good looking, and I think the producers would love her. I think it's disgusting.
I think there's a chance.
It's a good guess.
Yeah, I think there's a chance for Nikki Haley. I don't think there's any chance at all for Tim Scott. Although who knows?
No.
I think that
dumb.
The Trump voters. They, you know, Nikki Haley has taken on Donald Trump more than I think he's willing to tolerate. And she does have some scruples when it comes to being a woman. I get that. But we'll see, Babs. Maybe you're right. You know, who knows? But thank you for weighing in, and thank you for your vote. Emily in Portland. Hey, Emily, what's on your mind today?
Oh, hi, Tom. Well, you started off with a president who I know very well, James Garfield. He was the president who was assassinated.
Oh, he was the one who was shot. Thank you very much for that.
Yes, yes. And I know the story very well because I grew up in Long Branch, New Jersey, and that's where he was assassinated. I'm sorry, that's where he died. He was assassinated in Washington, and Long Branch was a very famous summer resort at the time, very fashionable. And he had spent time there and thought he could recuperate there. But in fact, the doctors killed him because he died of sepsis. They didn't know what they were doing, and they were sticking their dirty hands into his body and with the bullet. And so he lived for 80 days after he was shot. But he was a good guy. He was a socially progressive president for that time. And one of my favorite quotes of his is, "A brave man is a man who dares to look the devil in the face and tell him he is a devil." So that's a pretty good one, I think. And there's some very good biographies.
Well, that's going to be the definition of the bravery I think we'll see on from Joe Biden at the debate.
That's right. And yeah, there's a couple good biographies of Garfield. There's one written just last year or published just last year. So anyway, that's my trivia presidential history for the day.
Thank you very much, Emily. I figured somebody would know who it was, and I'm sorry I had forgotten. I had Benjamin Harrison stuck in my head, and I didn't want to say that because I was sure it wasn't. But James Garfield.
My big sister went to Garfield Elementary School back in the day. So, and there's a nice statue of him in Golden Gate Park in San Francisco as well. So
sweet.
Anyway, okay.
Sweet. Okay.
Take care.
Emily, thank you. Thank you very much. Jane in Kansas City, Missouri. Hey, Jane, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. I think you are fantastic. I'm really glad that your symptoms are lifting. I do just want to caution against any verbiage to listeners that, you know, COVID is something to be taken lightly just because a lot of people don't seem to care about it anymore.
I am not suggesting that.
I don't think you were. I just think that the story you shared about the eye doctor, and even my eye doctor didn't really care. I just want to, as someone who is helping people right now with long COVID, you know, symptoms of that can show up weeks, months, even years later. And this is still a novel virus. We don't know all that it does to our organ systems. In fact, it's showing to be a multi-organ damaging virus. It's not just a respiratory illness. It gets into the brain. It gets into other organs. It really can affect people, and in very profound ways. And so I just share that with your audience and with you. Not that I wish anything bad on you, because you're my hero. But I just hope that everyone will continue to be cautious and mask. And, you know, as someone who is now, you know, caring for people who are really now disabled by long COVID, I really hope that people will understand that the isolation that we now as a community feel in not being able to go places freely because nobody cares.
No, I get that. Jane, do you know anybody with long COVID who got it in the last year as these Omicron variants began? Because there's this whole theory around the common cold. There are four major cold viruses, and they're all coronaviruses, and for common colds. And the theory is that every single one of them started out like COVID. I mean, COVID is in that same family as the common cold. And that over a period of 4, 5, 6, 7 years, they just mutated to the point where they were tolerable to the human race. But that there were four specific moments in history, you know, maybe hundreds of years ago or even thousands of years ago, when these things were like COVID was in 2020. And then, you know, eventually mutated to be less pathogenic. And it certainly seems to me like that's what's going on. So I'm wondering if any of the people that you're dealing with have gotten COVID from any of the Omicron, the most recent variants.
Yes, one person did in 2022, and fully vaccinated, boosted, everything. I'm grateful for the vaccinations, and I have all of them. I've collected them all. But, you know, I'm in my 30s, and it's interesting, like, we still don't even realize how actually the demographic that is right now showing to be the most affected by long COVID and having all sorts of weird reactions like strokes and things like that is actually people in their 30s and 40s. Just to answer your question, though, yeah, I've definitely seen it in people post Omicron. And, you know, I, as far as is this going to become something endemic, I don't believe so. You know, I follow epidemiologists like Eric Feigl-Ding and Ziad Al-Ali, and I read pieces by Jessica Wildfire, and I don't see this being something that's going to become endemic. I mean, there's a reason why health insurances are asking people, have you had COVID? They don't ask you that if you've had a flu. They don't ask you if you've had a cold. They do ask you if you have COVID. And that should be very telling, I believe, to people right there.
Interesting. Yeah, I get it. Jane, thank you.
Again,
thanks for the information.
Thanks
for the call. It's great talking with you. Thank you. It's 48 minutes past the hour. I'm sorry, I've got about a second here delay. So if it sounds like I'm cutting people off, it's because I thought you were done talking. I turned it off here on the board, and then, you know, I've got another second of audio. My apologies. We'll be right back.
To Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
We'll be back in the studio next week, and we won't have these weird delays. So, anyhow, I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv, that's T-H-O-M.tv, to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv, tag, you're it.
Over the past 20 years, Wisconsin has seen a huge increase in reported elder abuse cases. Elder abuse is the verbal, physical, emotional, sexual, or financial abuse of a senior citizen. It can also be the intentional or unintentional neglect of an older person. Wisconsin's population of seniors 65 and older is projected to grow significantly in the coming decades. That's why we all share the responsibility to help protect our seniors by recognizing and reporting any signs of elder abuse. If you believe that elder abuse has been inflicted upon yourself or someone you know, please report it. Call the Wisconsin Elder Abuse Hotline toll-free at 1-833-586-0107 or visit reportelderabusewi.org. Respect our elders. Report abuse. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Justice.
This project is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $120,000 with 100% funding by ACL HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor an endorsement by ACL HHS or the U.S. government.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy. Today's work money word is diversification. That's a word that gets bandied about quite a bit when people talk about investments. And as snooty as it sounds, a simple way to think about diversification is not having all of your eggs in one basket. Diversification reduces the risk of everything going badly. For example, if one person has all their money invested in the stock of one company, and another has her money invested in an index fund that's invested in dozens or hundreds of companies, well, one of those two people is at serious risk of being wiped out by a single event. And the other has an investment that historically does better than single stock investments and is more protected from the ups and downs of the market. It's the smartest and safest way for almost all of us to invest our money. For more tips on money, head to workmoney.org. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Consider yourself a snowbird with property in the South, or just like to vacation there. You'll want to keep an eye on what's predicted to be an active hurricane season from now through the end of November. Forecasters say that there's an 85% chance of above the normal number of hurricanes, especially in the Atlantic Basin. Here's what it could look like. 17 to 25 storms, 8 to 13 of them becoming hurricanes, and 4 to 7 of those could be major. If you're wondering why, temperatures in the Atlantic Ocean are near record warmth, and La Niña conditions are developing, and both of these support the formation of tropical storms. No matter where you go, it's information to keep you and your family weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag, you're it.
My experience with Superbeats Healthy Heart Chews is that they are powerful stuff for healthy blood pressure. They feature grapeseed extract, beetroot powder, and CoQ10. I feel like I'm doing something very good for my blood pressure and my heart health every day when I take them. Plus, there's no pills to swallow, and they taste wonderful. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the grapeseed extract in Superbeets is clinically shown to be nearly 2 times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. And new Superbeets Heart Chews Advanced support healthy CoQ10 levels, an important nutrient for heart health. Find out how you can get a free 30-day supply on bundles of new Superbeets Heart Chews Advanced and save 15%. by going to GetSuperBeats.com and use the code TOM. That's GetSuperBeats, BEETS.com, and the code TOM is THOM to get a free 30-day supply on bundles of the new SuperBeats Heart Chews Advanced and save 15%. Again, just go to GetSuperBeats, BEETS, GetSuperBeats.com, and use that code TOM, THOM. And welcome back. Picking up your calls here, Tim in Aloha, Oregon. Hey, Tim, what's up?
I hope you're feeling better, Tom. I know it can be a little difficult what you have to do to get through every day with this. I'm sure you sleep well at night. I hope, anyway. But just a few
things.
I'm
finally feeling just perfectly normal, Tim, FYI.
Good, good. And a few things. This whole debate that's coming up. Inevitably, what's going to happen if he's a complete disaster, which he's been showing lately, they'll naturally say that he won the debate. And if it's a big disaster that probably should be, they'll say we don't need to have another debate. That's what's going to happen because Fox News is going to lay this whole thing out for him, and that's what his base is going to be looking at. And as far as, and we've talked about this before, and you make statements that verify it every day, fossil fuel dependency and religious nonsense are destroying not only this country but this planet. It's as simple as that, you know. And the most significant statement made in cultural history for mankind was in 1742 by Thomas Gray, an English poet. He said, "Where ignorance is bliss, 'tis folly to be wise." That summarizes exactly what's happening in this world, in this country right now. And Thomas Jefferson made a comment on that poem years later. He said, "If ignorance is bliss, why aren't more people happy?" And that's pretty much a summary of what's going on, you know?
I agree with you, Tim. That was great. Thank you very much for that. Karen in Muskogee, Oklahoma. Hey, Karen, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I'm glad you're feeling better.
By the way.
Oh, okay. Well, this is real quick. I think Trump is going to pick someone he can trust as a vice president. Who does he trust more than anybody? Family. I think it's going to be Donald Trump Jr.
Wow. You know,
and he's
Jack
not
Kennedy
advertising anybody. Do what?
Yeah, yeah. I said Jack Kennedy, well, you know, put his brother in as Attorney General.
Yep.
But this would be a huge step farther than that. I would be astonished if the billionaires who own the Republican Party allowed Trump to do that. I'll bet he would.
Well, I don't know. Kind of makes the hair on the back of your neck stand up, doesn't it?
Well, Don Jr. is now talking about running for the Senate, you know, from New York.
Well, I wouldn't put it past.
He's got quite a following on social media, apparently.
Yes, he does.
There you go.
Yes, he does.
Karen, thank you. Yeah, thank you very much. Good talking to you. We'll continue on the other side of this break. We've got a lot more to talk about here. Phil Itner's going to drop by and give us an update from Ukraine, and I've got to tell you my thoughts, or share with you my thoughts on where the Supreme Court is at right now, particularly considering that today was a decision day. So stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Do you know Cesar Millan? He was the original host of the Emmy-nominated TV series The Dog Whisperer and is the star of the newest hit show Better Human, Better Dog. He's a legendary dog behaviorist with multiple hit TV shows where he basically transforms troubled dogs into calm, carefree pups. And if there's one thing this man knows, it's how to care for dogs the right way. That's why I was so excited to find out which food he feeds his dogs. It's Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty Pets. Knowing Cesar Millan relies on this freeze-dried raw food to help keep his own pack healthy makes me feel even more excited about giving it to my own dogs, Blue and Chewy. Because since I started feeding Nature's Blend to them, they just seem so much younger and happier. I also like how it's not messy and easy to prepare with no messy pouches to squeeze. Save up to 54% off of Nature's Blend and receive a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught cod skin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. That's text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dogs are...
The Shaw, W-A-U-K, Waukesha's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Earl Ingram.
On Friday's show, join me and my good friend Sandy Williams for our regular conversation. We'll discuss some of the issues that are impacting you and I every day.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
What is the worst movie franchise? Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's, like, testosterone and overload and whatever they, you know.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.